Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Chicago, it's DJ Moore here. I'm glad to be here, excited to be here.
DJ Moore, Chicago Bear wide receiver.
The 3rd and 3, DJ Moore is up at the top of the screen. Caleb looking that way, going that way. Moore's got the first down. DJ Moore takes it right around the 26-yard line.
Boy, there's nothing like having a receiver that can do this route right here and give you 4 yards of distance to make a nice, easy throw when you gotta have it.
So, it's out to the first down for the Bears. DJ Moore dancing through the secondary on the sideline. Stays in bounds on a first down right around midfield for Moore.
I tell you, you don't see many guys as big as DJ Moore with that kind of quickness. I think you could take more of an advantage of him with some of these quick screens and quick throws, because very seldom does the first guy get him on the ground.
DJ Moore chatting it up with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
We're going to bear down.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a delight to talk to DJ Moore, and he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, check them out, aturo.com. DJ, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm doing good.
How you feeling physically, man? I mean, it seemed like, it seemed like Caleb Williams may have taken more hits, but it seems like you took a lot of hits and paid a big price for pretty much every catch you made.
I'm a little sore after the game, but nothing too concerning.
What was the level of frustration last night after that game? We saw you going off the field at the end after the last incompleted pass. It seemed like it was intended for you, and it looked like it was, you were feeling the way everyone watching felt, that it was just a long night watching the Bears offense.
It was definitely a long night. More frustrated with myself than anything. You got to make some of those plays, and it could be a different ball game.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I thought you did very well. You caught 6 of the 10 targets, and some of them weren't really targeted to you. For 53 yards, you led the team in that category, and you heard Chris Collinsworth singing your praises. So I think everyone understands how tough a player you are, and 2 of those catches resulted in first down. So you're not just catching the ball, but you're taking it past people and picking up some first downs, and including you had a 19-yard catch in that game. So that was fun to see.
Yeah, that was fun. Some of the targets I do wish I just would have made special plays on them, and we'd be talking about a whole different ballgame.
DJ, how would you describe what's going on with the communication between Caleb Williams and the receivers? It seemed at times last night, maybe it was because of the venue and it was loud, or maybe the atmosphere was just made it difficult to be on the same page, but it looked a couple times like you guys weren't on the same page. How would you describe it?
Just the ebbs and flows of getting offense down pack with everybody. So, I mean, we was communicating, and some of the things is in both our controls. Speaking on Caleb and then the receivers aspect is sometimes it can be a little off when things are not going so well.
I'm wondering how is Keenan Allen holding up? They said last night that he has plantar fasciitis and that it presents as a heel injury. And that's the first I've heard of that. And we know, you know, how serious that kind of thing can be. The whole week, there was sort of this expectation that he might play, but Rome Odunze would not be available. And as it turned out, Rome, despite a sprained knee, ended up being able to play, but Keenan Allen couldn't. So what's the read on that one? Do you think it's just a something he's going to have to deal with for the season, or is it going to be something that subsides and kind of wears off at a certain point?
I don't know, actually. That's more of a question for him. But I do know he's doing everything to get back and be out there.
What's your role now after two games where the offense has not met expectations? We might have a rookie quarterback could be struggling with his confidence, even though he does have a lot of savvy. How do you handle that, DJ, in terms of what to say to Caleb Williams, or if you have to say anything at all, given the start that you guys are off to?
Just go back to the drawing board. When practice come around and something don't look right, we talk about it, and then at the end of practice, we got to do it again. Just get the reps in and everything how you just want it to look and be on the same page.
You know, it's interesting because that defense is not known for blitzing, and in fact, they've got a couple of good pass rushers on the edge, and usually they're able to get home with just running four, but they blitzed over 40% of the time, which is the most they have done so with their head coach. He's just not a guy that likes to blitz, but they blitzed a lot last night, and it was effective. And I'm wondering, is that something that we're going to see until the numbers change when the quarterback is blitzed?
Yeah, it's going to be a copycat league until we figure out a way to stop it. At that point, I mean, they wasn't blitzing a lot, and then they blitzed us a lot, and we didn't really have an answer for it. So, I mean, kudos to them for having a game plan that came out and worked, and we just got to figure out a way to next time to attack it.
What's the key to getting the deep downfield passing game going? That is yet to happen in two games, and I don't know if it's as simple as, well, you got to protect the quarterback, but is it that simple, and how much of that missing element is something you guys are going to be focusing on?
It can be that simple, but we also need the run game to get the play action going. Everything goes hand in hand. The run opens the pass, and then when you start passing the ball, it opens the run back up, so we got to have those things in conjunction together.
Yeah, the running game has been stymied thus far, and we're wondering, you know, is it possible that there's too much shotgun? Is it possible that that, you know, you become more predictable in terms of, even with the running game, you're starting deeper in the backfield? Would it be better if you were trying to do, you know, run the ball out of a regular snap, and then maybe have some play action help you a little?
I don't know. We got a little bit of both in our identity. So once we get great at one, I think we'll stick with it, and then that'll be how we get the run game going. But right now, we just need to figure out our identity and just go from there.
This segment with DJ Moore is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Plumbing emergency, call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. DJ, last night you guys had the ball for 70 snaps. You played 69 of them. Roma Dunze played 66 of them. I know your depth was depleted. What does that do to you in terms of endurance? How difficult was it to keep your conditioning up for 69 of those 70 snaps?
It wasn't really hard. You know, you wired into the game, so you really don't be really paying attention to the snap count until you see it at the end of the game. I was like, dang, I really only came out, I think, for like one play, and that was because I had ran deep. Other than that, I would have probably stayed in the game.
I'm curious, when you have you ever kicked at all? Have you ever attempted a field goal just in practice, just goofing around?
I have. I kicked growing up, and
Oh, really?
Was playing around. Yeah, I was playing around kicking at Maryland during practices too.
I got to tell you, like,
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When I was watching that game, it occurred to me that Buffalo lost the Super Bowl because Scott Norwood missed a 47-yard field goal. And I thought to myself, like, a 47-yard field goal is a long field goal. That's not an easy thing to do. Then I'm watching last night. There were five 50-yard field goals, and the only one that wasn't 50 yards that Fairbear made a 47-yarder. And I'm thinking, like, is it that easy now? Can people just kick field goals without any? He kicked a 59-yard field goal after you guys had closed the score to 3 at the end of the half. Is it just no big deal? Everybody can kick field goals. What is your thought on that? I mean, seriously, it's amazing.
And they get paid very well too. They go out there and do their job, and Yeah. So I guess the 50-yard plus field goals is becoming way easier now. And I give kudos to them for that because it's a lot of pressure to go out there and do that.
DJ, you know how social media works. There's a clip of you after an incompletion walking by the sideline circulating, and you seem to say something to Tyson Bagent, and people are trying to interpret exactly what you said out of frustration or what. Maybe it was just something else. Do you remember that? Have you seen that, and what did you say?
Yeah, I seen it. I was just saying, what did he see on the play? I was like, that was just it. But then they was calling me to go back in the game, so I was like, he didn't really get a chance to answer.
You can't miss a snap. You have to play all of them. There's no one else.
Yeah, everyone thinks you were telling them to get ready to come in, or maybe you were saying to them, did you get a new tattoo of any kind? Because you guys are tight that way.
Nah, it was nothing. It was nothing out of hand or bad. So,
how good are the Texans? Boy, they look like a team that whether – you know, it's offensively with C.J. Stroud and their weapons and Nico Collins and that receiving crew. But defensively, as we were talking about, they came after Caleb with more blitzes than they maybe had planned to
ever.
And they really ever have before.
Yeah.
And their secondary, pretty good athletes back there.
Yeah, they're a playoff team, and we was in a game with them. We got to execute some of those calls. And have explosives on them, and as we're speaking about a whole different ballgame.
The first interception that that Caleb Williams threw, he was trying to throw the ball to you, and he didn't get it there. You made a good effort going up for it. Do you think? I mean, that was I know this is going to sound idiotic, but that was the better of the two interceptions. The other one was kind of into triple coverage. I'm just wondering how close you came to that one.
I was say like pretty close, but he had eyes on the ball before I think I could really turn around and really judge what was going, where the ball was going. And he just made a play, snatched it out of the air, tried to get it out of his hands, but I couldn't.
You know, DJ, I always wonder this when you play a night game like you guys did yesterday. During the day, there was a lot going on in the NFL. Crazy day around the league with some upsets and some things that might, you know, resonate with a team that's going into a tough environment like you guys did and playing a playoff team like you guys did. Do you pay attention to what happens during the day of a night game? What did you do yesterday?
I think I saw Justin Jefferson's long touchdown, and I seen some of the Marvin Harrison stuff, but that was about it because I just was seeing highlights of it, but I really wasn't watching games.
I'm curious when we talk about a game day like that, when you're playing at night, everybody's waiting for Sunday night. You got a lot of nervous energy. What do? Do you just hang around the room? Do you go for a walk? How do you fill the time before a night game, especially on the road?
You just try to keep your mind off of football. The only last minute studying you got to do, but for the most part, I just was relaxing and just waiting for the game.
So, what was the takeaway? What did Matt Eberflus say to you guys before dispersing? And what is the message this week as you guys start to get ready for the Colts?
Just stay together. It's a long season and. It's hard to win on the road, and we got it again this week going to Indianapolis, and just got to stay together and get this first one on the road, and things turn around.
I'm wondering, how loud was it there? You know, when we were kind of breaking down the game and talking about it, that's the first road game. They had the building open, but there were still some, you know, issues just with some formation stuff. I think there were two clock penalties. I'm just wondering how difficult it was to just kind of operate amid the noise of the building.
It wasn't too bad. You know, when they had really good momentum, the crowd was out. But other than that, you get everything in the huddle and do what we do. Some of it was just faults on us. for not being locked in all the way and hearing the play call.
During the little skirmish on the sideline where Roschon Johnson got punched, where were you in the middle of all that, and what happened?
I was on the field still. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know Roschon had got punched and any of that. And I was with, I think, Darnell was going back and forth with somebody, and I had to pull him up, pull him away from him.
When you think about, you know, the teams that you're playing and the defense, that's a good defense, as David said. But you played a really good defense as you were practicing, as you're getting ready. How would you compare the difficulty of going against the same defense day in and day out with the Bears? And I'm sure you're facing, you know, Jalen Johnson quite a bit, versus taking on another opponent and going after different guys. I'm sure you're getting their best defender as well.
Yeah, I mean, our defense is like in top in every category. So going against them helps the game be easier. And then when we get into the game, no matter what covers they play, I know I'm going to get that DB's best, and I got to go out there and be my best.
What'd you think of C.J. Stroud?
I mean, he was out there doing his thing, and I mean, I don't know, he was just being a quarterback. He was good, and it got him to win.
You've played with many quarterbacks over the course of your career, and you've seen some young ones. How is Caleb handling things? They mentioned on the broadcast that after the first game, he came in and he was ready to get coached up. He didn't push back. He was, and you know, frankly, I know some players, or I've heard of some players, that weren't interested in getting coached. So that's probably a good sign. What can you tell us about his demeanor in terms of the way he's handling this?
He wants to learn. He still wants to learn. Like, he wants to be involved in what's going on and what's getting called. So I know he'll look back at this and learn from it and try not to make the same mistakes twice.
DJ, thanks so much for getting up and calling us this morning. Best of luck this week against
really
the Colts.
Really appreciate it, buddy.
Man, thank y'all.
That is DJ Moore, the Bears' best player on offense. And
oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.